B-Pod Studios.
...1057 WROR, 80s and more. That's Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer. It's 8:36. Maybe a little snow tonight. I mean a little, like an inch. Dusting. Be able to blow it off the roof, I do believe. Of your car, not the, you know, your house.
Yes.
Okay, so it'll be nice. Right now, it is 35. Let's see what's happening in Dirty Laundry LBS.
Okay, well, you know what? I want to talk about the facts of life and different strokes. Okay. Yeah. Am I having one? Oh, my God.
No, don't have one.
I'm okay. So, last night, live in front of a studio audience. But I want to just play this clip from Jennifer Lawrence talking about what it was like to film with Leonardo DiCaprio and Timothée Chalamet. I'm gonna get through this. I gotta embrace the French. On this new movie called Don't Look Up, which was filmed in Boston. Mm-hmm. And here she is talking to Stephen Colbert about the whole thing.
There is a scene in the film, let me get this right. It's you, Leonardo DiCaprio, and Timothée Chalamet. Is it legal to have the three of you in one vehicle? Is it like the president and the vice president and the speaker of the house? One of you has to be the designated survivor.
It was the most annoying day of my life, I'll tell you that.
Those two guys are annoying?
They drove me crazy that day. I don't know what it was. Timothée was just excited to be like out of the house. I think it was like his first scene. And Leo was like, had picked the song that was playing in the car and was just like, you know, this song was about, you know, blah, blah, blah.
That's what you sound like talking about me.
Yes.
That sounds like him. That is an uncanny impression of Leonardo DiCaprio.
Piercing blue eyes.
That's exactly, like, exactly.
Yeah. I don't know. I just remember being in absolute misery that day.
But so being with those two guys is awful.
It was hell. Well, Timothée, I was so excited. I mean, he's such a talented actor, but like in a two-shot, you know, I'm like, I'm 31. I mean, I wasn't this fat, but I was, you know, I'm fatter than Timothée Chalamet.
She's pregnant, right?
Yes.
Harrowing. It's harrowing.
Sure, the bone structure.
Yeah.
The bone structure alone.
Yeah, just us in a two-shot. It's like, ooh.
Yeah.
It's like, who's that, your coach?
Wow.
She's just so funny.
You know what's funny?
Yeah.
You sound like her, or she sounds like you when you do an impression of us.
Yeah. Maybe that's why I like her so much, because she understands my pain. Yeah. Well, you know what happens when this happens?
Gonna coach you up?
Nightmare!
God, I used to like her. Now I was like...
All right, and then last night...
Yes.
It was live in front of a studio audience where they recreate 70s and 80s sitcoms, and they use different actors now. And this is Lisa Welchel.
No, it's not.
Who is it?
This is from Different Strokes.
Oh, this is from Different Strokes. This is Kevin Hart, John Lithgow, and...
In this scene...
I didn't know what you pulled.
Yeah, I know. I thought we were going to play the other one. So this is Kevin Hart as Arnold.
Wow. Oh, I got to hear that.
Damon Wayans as Willis. Snoop Dogg as Willis's friend.
Nice.
All right, here it is.
Hey, Willis, come on, man. Let's set this stuff up.
Hey, what are you guys about to do? Vernon's helping me with my class project. Vernon takes pictures for the school paper up in Harlem.
Yeah, that's right. And a picture from Vernon is worth 1,000 words.
Yeah. Well, I've seen those pictures, Vernon, and the first word that comes to mind is blurry.
Arnold, take your little A out of here.
Hey, Vernon and Willis, I told you, this is my room, too.
See, that's the problem. I got no quiet. I got no privacy. I got nowhere to go to think my deep thoughts.
What you talking about, Willis?
There it is.
Give
me a what you talking about.
It was awesome.
So Gary Coleman's no longer.
None of the only one was Todd Bridges.
Todd Bridges.
Yeah,
and he was
the only one left.
Was he there?
Yeah, he was there.
He probably
introduced
right.
it.
Okay.
And yeah, isn't that kind of sad? And
because everybody's pretty young.
Yeah,
they were.
But it was a really good night. And then the other one was The Facts of Life. Lisa Welch was there. She sang the opening number. She looks amazing. She's 58 years old. She looks younger than she did when she starred in the show. She really does.
That
Although
80s
fashion really kind of made you look like a middle-aged
No,
person.
But her hair was the same.
It just looked really the same. And Jennifer Aniston played the new Blair Warner.
You know what's good about Lisa Welch?
Yes.
Is she hasn't done that Hollywood just butcher your face thing.
No, but I think
we don't even recognize
it. You
know
what I think it is?
What's that?
I think it's just good, clean living.
Clean living.
She used to do like spiritual talks and things like that.
There you go.
She was on Survivor. Okay. She was. But
how'd she do?
She did good.
Yeah.
She did good. She got West Nile. Seems but then, great. You know, whatever. She also won $100,000.
You know what? She seems very pleasant to me.
She does. She is definitely pleasant looking.
I would think so.
I want her secret. I know she's going to get a skincare line like next week.
I think she will. So you're, anyway. And you're there for it.
I am there.
You know what they're going to call
saying
it?
I need it? Is that what you're saying, Bob?
Well, I know you like her. You know what they're going to call it?
What's that?
I think it's going to be called Blair Care.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
You know why it's not?
Why?
Because you are not near her. Thank God.
I need to be Blair Care.
I need you to be Blair Care. That is a good idea. It's like the Blair and the Care and see how it works together, Blair.
Rhyme.
Mark me my words.
Mark your words. Yeah. Stupid.
All right. I'm done. Fine. Oh, boy.
Jeez, just trying to help. Here we go again.
My God.
Yeah.
I'm done.
The spot brought to you by Blair Care. Okay, go, Brian.
When you say it like that.
See, it's nice. Okay, Brian, do it. Bail
Check
us out.
Check your ride. Brought to you by Audible.